Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 409 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm joined via Skype by local favorite actress, Evelyn O'Neill Brush, and we're going to discuss her role in Studio 10's production of Steel Magnolias. So we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
IDSs, we're joined by IDS's own Evelyn O'Neill Brush. Welcome, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we're going to talk today about Studio 10 and Steel Magnolias. So tell me, who are you and what you're doing, and how's it going? Because as we record this on actual Halloween, you have already opened. So
yes, so. We did. We opened last night, and I am playing the part of Anel Dupuy, and she is the brand new salon assistant at Truby's hair shop. I don't really know what it's called, but you know, I like calling it a hair shop.
Could it be a hair shop emporium?
Yes, Truby's Hair Shop Emporium. How may I help you?
See, that just flows right off the tongue when you answer the phone.
It really does. it's going really well. We opened last night, as I said, and it just couldn't have gone better. I think honestly, we had a nice full house, and we were at the point where we really needed the audience to come in. We were starting to all of us feel really clunky with the show. Just, you know, you're staggering along thinking, well, this is not a funny show and everyone's going to hate it and we're horrible, so we might as well quit. You know, you're sort of well, you know, it's that point where you've said the line so many times with no feedback, no response, and you're just wondering if you're crazy, and maybe the show is not funny. Maybe none of these characters are endearing, and you just don't know. You're out there wandering around blindly.
Right.
And then the audience, bless them, they show up and they participate. And last night they were vocal, and they just were there to have a good time, and that was really helpful for us. So.
Well, I haven't seen a stage version in a really long time. So, are you responsible for hair fixing or uppering or doing anything as part of your business?
Why, yes, I am.
And is that something did you already know, or is it stuff that you had to like, oh God, I've got to figure out how to do this?
A little bit of both. When you do theater and you grow up doing theater, you learn to fix your hair sometimes. And I'm not very good with my own hair, but it is easier on other people. And so, you know, I've played with putting curlers in people's hair before and that kind of thing, but I'm no hairstylist. And so we had a wonderful stylist come in, and she gave a little bit of her time to kind of walk us through just some of the basics and just to make sure that we looked like we kind of knew what we were doing. Even if we're just faking it till we make it, at least we are credible enough, you know, as part of the stage production. So I am actually wetting people's hair and putting rollers in and doing a little bit of you know, picking and ratting just a little, and some hairspray. So I'm pretty proud. I think that's going to go on my special skills list.
I think so.
On my resume.
Now, do you have a, what's your, have you developed a, you know how hairstylists sometimes have the patter when they're doing people's hair? Do you, did you find a rhythm
right
while you were doing that and speaking to your customer?
No. I got to tell you, I honestly don't know how they do that. It gives me a whole new respect for my own hairstylist who I've gone to for many, many years. You know, we hold entire conversations. Sometimes they're light and frothy. Sometimes they're really deep about, you know, hard stuff that's going on in everybody's lives. And she just never misses a beat. You're pattering away and she's doing your hair. And I have to tell you that I am concentrating so hard on stage. It's a good thing that I'm playing the part of Annelle, because Annelle gets to be awkward and doesn't have to say a whole lot when she's actually fixing someone's hair. I'm so grateful for that, because I'm really having to concentrate on what I'm doing with the hair. And there's no light and easy patter for me. That's really a gift. I guess that develops over time as you, you know, as doing the hair becomes sort of a second nature, which it's definitely not for me.
Well, you're right. I mean, it has its lighthearted moments in the show, but it, why do you think the show, cause it's been around what, at least 20 years, right?
Yeah. 87, so, I think yeah. Is when it, 86 or 87. Yeah.
Getting close, like right? That. No, past
yep.
20 years.
Yeah.
What do you think? Cause I mean, I remember, I guess in the 90s when every theater group, every community theater group, every group
yeah.
was doing their version of Steel Magnolias.
Yep.
What about the show do you think? Why do you think it still resonates with people today? Why do you?
I think this is something we talked a lot about as we started the process of rehearsal. Because it, in some ways, it is the show that everybody's done. That's how it feels sometimes.
Right.
And the reason that we feel like it's worthy of continuing to do, and that part of the reason that it's probably something people continue to reach for as far as, you know, putting it in their season and aiming for doing that, is because ultimately it's it could be just about the funny 80s fashions or big 80s hair or these wacky characters in a salon, you know, but
right.
it ultimately at its core is about community
mm-hmm.
and about the support that you get from the people who are closest to you when things are really kicking in your life, when things are going well. And then are those people still there when things are falling apart all around you? And I think that resonates with people as they look at their own lives and look at their friendships, look at their family. Who are the people closest to them? And isn't it just better when you get to do life together with other people who love you no matter what? I think that's one of the main themes that really draws people into the story, is they see those deep, close relationships that accept you for who you are.
Nice. Nice. That sounds good. That sounds good. I'll buy it.
Awesome. Good. I hope so. I hope other people do too.
So who else is in the cast?
Okay, we've got Emily Landham, the beautiful Emily Landham. She is playing the part of Shelby. At the top of the show, she is the bride-to-be. So that's really fun. She gets her wedding hair done on stage, which is delightful. Shalene Newman is playing the part of Malin, and Malin is Shelby's mom. Mm. So that's a really sweet relationship that they've developed there. Marguerite Hall is Truby, my boss and the salon owner. And then we've got Ruth Cordell playing the part of Clary. And one of her best friend is Weezer, and that part is played by Nan Gurley. So it's just a fantastic cast all around. I've loved working with each of them. And it's really fun because it's only six characters and the setting is one place. The set never changes to any other location. The six of us are all interacting together. You know, I have moments with each character, which sometimes is rare to actually get, you know, each and every character interacting in some way with all the others.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just, that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun we could do that. I've just finished a show where I don't interact with some people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay, nice to see you in the dressing room.
Exactly. And it's so funny. You kind of feel disconnected from them a little bit. Well, this is the opposite of that. We're all super connected. That's neat.
So in the course of the evening, what is kind of one of your favorite favorite moment in the show? Could be either something that you're directly involved with or something that you look forward to, like, oh, this moment always cooks, or this moment. What are some of your favorite moments?
Yeah. I would say, well, the very top of the show, I get to have kind of a little moment starting off the show, which is really, really special to me. You kind of get to see the play start off through Anel's eyes, because if you think about it, she's sort of the outsider in this whole group. Everybody else has known each other forever. They're very connected. They're all good friends. And here comes, bless her, here comes Anel. And she's new and she's awkward and she's going through all these changes in her life and she becomes part of the group. But really, she's in some ways kind of like a proxy for the audience. She gets to be the audience's eyes on stage, experiencing everything for the first time with them. So, you know, the audience doesn't know some of these characters' inside jokes. Well, neither does Anel at the beginning of the play. And so Anel gets to have a little, kind of a little moment starting off the show before anybody else enters. And it's just really, I really like it. I like how Matt Logan, our director, thinks sort of cinematically, and he really invites the audience in with just this one character, and that's kind of special to me. And then I love the end of the play, spoiler alert, there's some sad stuff that happens in this skit. at the end of the play, we are supporting, I'll put it this way, we are supporting a character who is going through a time of fresh grief. And I know that sounds sort of odd to be like, I just so look forward to that end of the play where we just all get sad and it's real tragic. I love that.
It's my favorite part in Hamlet.
Right? I know. Well, it's very cathartic. And it's an interesting experience because this one character is just really feeling her feelings and going through some hard stuff. And the rest of us just basically get to be empathetic. And that's a really good exercise as an actor to go there with a character. And that's how I serve the story at that point, is just being a support. So I don't know, it's just sort of an interesting thing that I haven't gotten to do very much on stage, and I enjoy it.
Cool. So how long do you run?
We run through November 9th. That's just over a week from now. So we really are only running two weekends. We have shows, we have matinees on Saturdays and Sundays, and then evening shows Thursday through Saturday nights. Okay. So, y'all come out!
Come out to the Hair Emporium.
Come out to the Hair Emporium.
Truby's Hair Emporium.
Yes, I love that.
And Salon.
And salon. And spa.
And spa. And tanning and beds. Spa. Do they do tanning beds?
No, but we should. We'll add those on in the kitchen. I think we can put one in the kitchen.
Remember when it's like, because it's the hair small town hair salon.
Emporium, oh, absolutely.
Standing bed.
Yeah, we do it all.
Yeah, it's one place, right?
Yeah. You do your nails. You get your waxing done. You do your tanning. I mean, it's all there. Yeah.
It's all there.
I think that's good.
And you get your curler set by Annabelle. Or Anna.
That's
Anna, what's your character name again?
Annel.
One of those things.
You know, it's fine. Whatever. No, it's fine. She'll answer to whatever. She's just happy to have a job. She's really just happy to have a job. She needs a job in a bad way.
Well, outstanding.
And you'll get your therapy while you're there, too.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, really, this is the complete package. What I don't know what else you could want.
Right. Who needs pharmaceuticals?
No, nobody. I've got an extra jar of something in the kitchen if you need that. So, it's, old pills. We don't want to throw them down the toilet.
Right.
I'm sure it'll work for you. Yeah.
Well, if one doesn't, the two will.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. So I know we talked a little bit about this being Halloween. So my son's going to his Commander Cody. And when we talked earlier about recording, you said you were trying to get your son's Halloween costume together. So what is his Halloween costume?
Yes. Okay. I'm really grateful to him. He was a really good child this year, and he chose to be a ghost.
Nice.
So I am very excited because I'm about to make that happen, and it's going to be the easiest thing in the world, and it can kind of look not awesome and still be adorable. So that's what I'm counting on right now.
What kind of ghost is he going to be?
Oh, well, it's classic ghost.
Okay.
White sheet, holes for your eyes, and that's it. That's it.
So he's not going to be the Charlie. He's not going to be the Charlie Brown ghost with like 17 holes in the thing.
well, that remains to be seen.
to be determined.
Yeah, it kind of depends on how handy I am with my scissors. So we'll find out shortly.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Emily.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Good to talk to you.
When guests can't appear in studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
Alright, so that's it. I'd like to thank Evelyn O'Neill Brush for stopping by via Skype to discuss her role in Studio 10's production of Steel Magnolias. Ticket information for Steel Magnolias will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, if you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter at @inexplicableds, @ inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, we're going to talk with playwright Jeremy Soney, and we're going to discuss what he's got cooking with the Children's Theater Program and Street Theater Company. So it's pretty exciting stuff. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see you. Bye.
That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnitude. We are not evil.
Alone, what does it mean? This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.